The more I thought about it, though, the more I realized how much all of those tiny changes were helping me. And more importantly, I realized I wasn't the only one out there struggling with stress and having a hard time finding the approachable resources I wanted. So I started jotting down all those hacks and game changers, and I thought a lot about my clients' feedback. And what began to emerge was a story about healthy habits to rely on when life gets real and throws you wild stuff that spikes your stress and anxiety levels. The result is the book you're hearing now. The great news is that nothing I describe here is fancy or expensive or hard to implement. These little hacks are small shifts or changes you can make in your everyday life. You can use just a few, or you can use them all. My only rule is that you honor your mind, body, and spirit, and check in with yourself along the way about what feels good. While my primary area of expertise is nutrition, I introduce other techniques into my work to complement those dietary approaches. Sometimes I discuss subjects related to exercise, mental health, and other lifestyle factors, and sometimes that means I refer to other practitioners. For chapters in this book that focus on topics I am not an expert in, I spoke with individuals who do have that experience and insight to share with you. Unfortunately, I can't make the stress or anxiety-provoking situations themselves go away, though it would be cool if I could, wouldn't it? But these approachable tools will empower you to confront the crazy in your life with more calm and confidence than you even knew you had. Check your vitals. Have you ever just felt off? Or how about more than off? Have you ever felt like you were falling apart, running around trying to be everywhere and do everything, and then collapsing into bed at night, only to find yourself wide awake at 3 a.m. with your mind racing? Have you ever said to yourself, once this month, project, job search, wedding, divorce, insert other stressful thing is done, I'll get back to the gym and start cooking and relieve my stress with happy thoughts instead of donuts and wine? Have you ever just felt so emotionally drained and disconnected that going on a date or having a conversation with your partner felt like trying to communicate with someone on the other side of a very thick glass wall? If you said yes to any of these, chances are that one or more of the vital signs of your wellness was, or may still be, out of alignment. Vital signs is a term we hear a lot in relation to our health.